Okay, today's daf is Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayin, and today we're going to talk about an interesting topic: leisure in Judaism, leisure in halacha or hashkafa. And it starts with a good story over here in Kuf Mem Zayin Amabeis. One of these stories of leisure in Shas, where the Gemara here is commenting on the Mishnah of a lo misamlin. The Mishnah says one can't be misamel on Shabbos. What is misamlin? Leshafshish bakoach, to massage in an intense way, and to sweat and to exercise in a certain way. That's the context. So Amar Chibar Abar Miochanan Asur Laamod Bekarki Isa Shal Diyumse. It's also to stand on the bottom of the yumsis, mibnei shema'ameles umarpe. It warms the body and it heals the body. Rashi says, sha'atit maluach. The tit is salty, and therefore it helps out the body. Amar Bihuda, Marav, Kol Yamashal, Duyumsis, Esr Mechad Yom. 21 days is really where it's the efficacy is full. Vateras Ben Aminyan, and Shavuos is either the first day or it's the last day. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Skipping a couple of lines. Amr Bichelbo, Chamra de Purgyasa, Umaya de Diumsis, Kibchu Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes that went to Galus. So these involvements in Gashmias kind of led them astray. The wine of de Purgyasa, Rashi says, Shem Medina Sheyena Mishubach, a certain Medina whose wine is amazing. And this water of Diumsis, which was like a certain type of spa type of area, so that was Kibchu Aseres HaShvatim. Rashi, Shehayu Ba'alei Hana'a, they were involved in physical activities and enjoyments, Va'asukim Bekach, V'lo Hayoskim Batorah, V'yatsu L'Tarbus Ra. They were so involved in Gashmias that they weren't Osik Batorah, and they went out L'Tarbus Ra. And then it tells the following story about Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, one of the great Tanoim that is described in Pirkei Avos. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, Ikla Lahasam. What Rabbi Elazar ben Arach went to visit there, where's there? To Purgyaisa and Yumsis. Rashi says to maybe these places with the wine and the spa. Imshech Basrahu. And he was pulled after this Gashmias. Iakar Talmudei. Rashi, Ne'ekar Talmudo Veshacho. He forgot his learning. Kihadar Asi, when he came back, Kam Lamikri Besafra, he wanted to read in the Sefer, Boy Lamikri Achodesh Zalachem. He wanted to sing, read Achodesh Zalachem in Parshas Bo, Amar Hachirish Haya Libam. He forgot his learning. Instead of reading Achodesh Zalachem, he read it Hachirish Haya Libam. Is this literal? Is this symbolic? This is what his focus became on his level. Okay, hard to say that he didn't actually, he couldn't read the Aleph Beis anymore. But either way, Boy Rabbanan Rachmei Alei Bahadur Talmudi, the Rabbanan asked and davened for him, and his learning came back. V'hainu Ditzan, and this is what the Mishnah says, Rabbi Noray Omer, Havigo L'makom Torah. Wherever you go, make sure it is a makom Torah. V'al Tomar Shetihi Tavo Acharecha, Shechavarecha Yikamu B'yadecha. Don't say that you're going to be there and then it's going to follow you. No, always make sure you have the protection before you go. So this is the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach going to this area of spa, and he forgot his learning. And this is where we could talk about the idea of leisure and halacha. Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz already says in Mamar Samach Vav, he quotes this Gemara in the context of Bein Hazmanim. Amnam sakana gedola tmuna beperek zeshal Bein Hazmanim. Right, when we have time, let's say for a boy in yeshiva, and it is a time where it's separated, right, from the Zmanim, Bein Hazmanim, V'ukapach Yakush L'Ben HaYeshiva, V'kumosh Metzina B'Rav Elazar ben Arach, Shemigdolei Talmid Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, he was one of the greats, V'yemachrias Kaf Mozanayim K'neged Kol Chachmi Yisrael, and he would weigh down the scale, K'neged all the Chachamim, V'ukimayana Mizgaber, as the Mishnah says in the second parak of Avos. And Rishonim explained there, Libo Novea Divrei Torah Kima'ayan, Shonovea Mayim Chayim Me'atzvo. It's like a Ma'ayan. It's not even like a bore, which captures the water. It's a Ma'ayan. It's overflowing from itself. And yet, the Gemara says here in Shabbos Kuf Mem Zayis, that Imshech Bazrayu. What does that mean? Explains the Marsha, here, the Sichas Musar quotes it, V'nofal tozeh befiv lefi inyano, shenasa libo leiv even v'cheresh mi lahavin, acharei asher haya libo k'mayanam esgaber v'chibur l'chachamim, mi lo yira me'efzak li limen haTorah. Now says the Sichas Musar, who will be scared, im ha'efzak heino mazik kono ra, acha hofech huas amayanam esgaber, es leiv anoveya nari nachle Torah, lo leiv even v'cheresh, uman nene, anan azuve yikir. If it happens to him, what about us? Vadur mamurim lo rak paposek milimudo. Afilo behefsik vazivas chibur chachamim kamaisa derbalazar ben arach. So this is again is a crucial source. But again, what does it mean to us? What does it mean to us? So we know, on the one hand, we know every second of our life is crucial, and we can't waste any time. We know that. That's the Torah, the beginning of Or HaChaim, beginning of his Sefer, says you have to jump out of bed and use every second. Yehuda ben Tema Omer, Havi'az Kanomer, V'kal Kanasher, Rotz Katzvi, Gibor Kari. You have to be like these animals. Latzos Person Avicha Shvashamayim. I once heard a pshat. Why does it say here, Az, Kanamer, Kal, why doesn't it just say you should be Az and Kal and Rots and Gibor? Why does it have to give the animals? Give the animal illustration. So I once heard, is the Tzvi, does he have to decide in the morning if he's going to be Rots? Does the Nesher have to decide in the morning whether it's going to be Kal? No, it's part of who they are. It's natural for them. It's natural for the Namer to be Az. So maybe that's the pshat of Yudim and Tema. It's not just that you should do it, but you should make it natural to yourself. You should make it that you can't not do this, right? And that's the message of the mashal of the animals. But you should do that. Lasos Ratzon Avichash Bashamayim. And they said Sarach Lizgaber Kari Lamod Baboker Lavodas Baro. Va'avim Senu Yitzro B'Chara V'Nivo. If it's in the winter and your body says I want to stay in bed and it's hard to get up, it's cold outside, or in the summer I didn't get enough sleep, still you have to get out of bed. That's the tour, and we know the Sfarno on this pasuk, maybe it's not coincidental, the Sfarno on Achodesh Hazelachem says this is the pasuk about using time properly. The first mitzvah that we received on a national level was this mitzvah setting the calendar. What's the message? Because you have the power to use time properly. Mikan ve'elach yu chadashim shelachem, la'asos bem kertzonchem. A slave is not in charge of his own time, but an adon is, and that's what we became at Yisias Mitzrayim. Avo me'ashiba lohayu yumeyachem shalachem. Avo hayu la'avodas lachem revitzonam. Lefichach rishonu lachem. Lachad she'ashana ki bo hitchil mitziutchem habachiri. You get to choose, and therefore using time properly is crucial and what we have to do. And there are Gemaras that talk about that every second of our life has to be accounted for and looked at in a... in a way that we have to value every second. Remember that Gemara in Menachos, Daf Sadi Test, Daf 99, where Dama ben Achoso shel Rabbi Yishmael, that's Rabbi Yishmael, Dama ben Achoso, the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael, asked Rabbi Yishmael, Kugan ani shelamati kol haTorah kula, I learned kol haTorah kula, whatever that means. What does kol haTorah kula mean? And that's a shaila. But either way, he said he learned it all, meaning there was no reason for him to keep learning in order to know. Could he learn other topics that is not Torah? Karal of a mikra zez, Rabbi Yishmael told him, lo yomer sefer haTorah zemi picha, v'gis v'yom v'layla. The pasuk says in Yoshua, you have to be involved day and night. Tsei u'bedok shah she'ena lo min hayom, v'lo min halayla, v'lamod bo chachmas yivanes. So if you can find a time that's not day or night, so then you can learn chachmas yivanes. Because it says, v'gis v'yom v'layla, meaning Torah is not just about knowing, it's about connecting to the Dvar Hashem through learning Torah. So you see from there, every second, so doesn't leave room for much downtime, much leisure. Or the machlokes, fascinating that it's Rabbi Yishmael himself, Rabbi Yishmael, and because Rabbi Yishmael is the one that we just said in Menachos, Daf Sadi Test, that says you can't learn Chachmas Yevanis every second. Well, in Brachas, Daf Lamed, hey, he's the one that argues with Rabbi Shmuel Yochai, where Rabbi Yishmael says, Hanik ben Minim Derech Eretz, when you have to talk about getting a job or learning Torah, Rabbi Yishmael says, balance. And Rabbi Shmuel Yochai is the one that says that, no, what do you mean? Efshar Adam, Chorish B'Shaz Harisha, V'Zareya B'Shaz Zariya, V'Kotzer B'Shaz Ketzira, V'Dosh B'Shaz Disha, if you're doing all the Lama Tes Malachas when you're supposed to be doing them, V'Zorah B'Shaz Haruach, Torah Mateele. So what's going to be with Torah? Ella, said Rabbi Shmuel Yochai, V'Zmanshi Yisrael Osir, V'Zorah Shomakom, Malach Tanasas, Adiah Chayrim. If you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, then your malacha will be done by others. You don't have to worry about it. And only bezmancha ein yisrael osim rishono shomakom malach tanasa de atzman shnemar v'yasafta de ganecha, which is a little difficult in the pshat of the pasuk, because v'yasafta de ganecha sounds like in Shema and Vahaya they're doing the right thing, but Rabbi Shmuel Yochai is saying that means when you're doing the wrong thing. Either way, but this is from Rabbi Shmuel Yochai and from Rabbi Yishmael and Menachos. It seems like every second has to be accounted for. So, how are we supposed to understand the concept of downtime? Meaning, what's the kasha? Pukhazi. We see that there are great gedolim and rabbanim that a little vacation, a little downtime, they do it. So, what about these gemaras? What about these sources? How are we supposed to understand any downtime? Like every second you have to go, you have to run, you have to do it. And also, there's even a Gemara that alludes to it in a unique way, that downtime is okay. Gemara Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel, Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about what is Hashem's luz, what is Hashem's schedule of the day. Amar of Yehuda Marav, Shtei Mes Rishos Havi Ayom. There are 12 hours every day. Shalos HaRishonos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoshev Osek BaTorah. The first 3 hours, the first quarter of the day, Hashem sits and learns Torah. Shnios Yoshev Adonis Kol Olam Kulo. On the second part of the day, the second quarter, He sits and judges the world. Kivin Sharon is Chayav Adam Kliya Omen Mikisi Adim Yoshev Kisei Rachmim. And hopefully He goes to Kisei Rachmim in the second quarter of the day. Shlishios Yoshev Azonis Kol Olam Kulo. Mikranei Ra'amim Al Beitzei Kinem. The third part of the day, He sits and He feeds the entire world, from the largest creatures to the smallest creatures. Fine. Revi'yos, the fourth quarter of the day, Yoshevu Mesachek Im Levyasan. He sits and plays with the Levyasan. Shenamar Levyasan Zeh Yatzarta Lesachek Bo. What does that mean? So, we don't know exactly, but it could be, some commentaries suggest, Hashem is teaching us that we're supposed to be involved in the day as much as we can in valuable pursuits, but also to have a little downtime. Yoshiva Masachi Gimlav Yasan, that's okay. That's okay. But the question is, how do we view that? How do we view that in our lives? So there is a philosophical debate. Rav Kook discusses this in the Ein Ayah, the beginning of Brachas, Ad Abeis Mabeis. Is there anything that's Divrei Rishus in our lives? We know there's Divrei Mitzvah. But is there anything that's not a mitzvah and not an Avera, but just Divrei Rishus? So Rav Kook first says, maybe this is a machlokas between the Chovos HaLavavos and the Ravid, as he has. He says, and V'hine, B'Chovos HaLavavos Chakar Miyish B'Mitzius Inyan Memutza B'in Maisa Mitzvos La'Averos V'Hechlit Shein B'nei Memutza Klau. The Chovos HaLavavos says, no, there's no such thing. Shehechrichu Michlal Maisa Mitzvah. So whatever you have to do, you, is called a mitzvah. V'Yamutter and whatever you don't have to do, so why are you doing it? It's not a mitzvah, so why are you doing it? You better be doing a mitzvah. And therefore, that's it's all asur mutter. And he says, if you look in the Ravid and the Baalei HaNefesh, there seems to be a concept of Rishus, of something that is not mitzvah. He says, what is this doing there? Rav Kook says, maybe this is alluded to in the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda there about Ben Hashmashos. Where Rabbi Yossi says, Ben Hashmashos is Keheref Ayin. There's no middle ground. There's no middle ground. It's either day or night. So if he holds, there's only mitzvah averus. There's nothing in the middle. Or Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is something in the middle. There's mamutza, ben yoyim ben alayla. There is something called ben hashmashos, and therefore there's something in the middle. Okay, but that's a philosophical discussion. But we know halachically that, of course, there's a concept called divrei rishus. In halacha, there are differences in halacha between divrei mitzvah, divrei rishus. We had earlier in this masechta on Daf Yotes, the Gemara says that you're not supposed to take a boat within 3 days of Shabbos. A mafligin besvina pachas mishlosh yom kodem haShabbos. Why is that? We had four different opinions in the Rishonim. We had a lamdashir on that. But the Gemara says tamed ramamurim l'dvar harishus. The Gemara uses that lashon. When do you say you can't go within 3 days of Shabbos? For a dvar rishus, aval a dvar mitzvah shaper dummy. But for a mitzvah, you can even go on Friday. You can even go for a dvar mitzvah. So you see there's a category of dvar mitzvah. Or we know there's a concept in halacha. There's a difference between melchemes mitzvah and melchemes rishus. Where the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, in the fifth parak, Ein ha-melech nilcham tchila ela melchemes mitzvah. The melech first should fight his melchemes mitzvahs. Vezu yi melchemes mitzvah, zu melchemes sheva amamin, u melchemes amalek, the Ezras Yisrael miyatsor sheba aleihem. Sheva amamin, amalek, or any defensive war. Any defensive war. Ezras Yisrael miyatsor sheba aleihem. Which is basically all wars ad hayom hazeh. In Eretz Yisrael, right? We are protecting Jews. After that is Melchemes Rishus. What's Melchemes Rishus? Just to fight in order to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And there are differences in halacha between Melchemes Mitzvah and Melchemes Rishus. Melchemes Mitzvah, you don't need Rishus Bezdin. You just go out Bechal Eis. But Melchemes Rishus requires the Bezdin Jashuman Biyachar. So you see there's a difference between Mitzvah and and Rishus. Or finally, the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos that we've mentioned often, the five categories of speech that we that the Rambam says every single word that we say is in the, one of these categories. So the Rambam says, one of the categories, he says, there's mitzvah, there's asur, there's ma'us, there's ahuv, and there's mutter. Mutter is divrei Rishus. Mutter, as we've said, is, you know, carpools and shopping and all the words that we have to say just to live life. So we see clearly there's a category of mitzvah and rishus. So without focusing on the Rav Kook formulation of the Chovos, Halavos, and the Raiviv, so what exactly is the message for us in terms of being involved in divrei rishus in our lives? So maybe the secret is, and this, again, it's obvious, but the secret is, this question is, how do you define? Yes, in halachic categories, there are mitzvah versus rishus, but maybe in life, there could be an expanded definition of what mitzvah is. An expanded definition of what mitzvah is. You don't look at it defined as one of the specific 613, but maybe if something is part of our Avodas Hashem, and something is done with the proper kavanas, and it's done with a balance, and it's not too much, then that would be called a mitzvah. There are two tshuvas of the Truma Sadeshin. The Truma Sadeshin writes in Simen Ayin Zayin, he talks about the concept of Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen is only allowed for, according to certain Gaonim, for a Dvar Mitzvah. You can make an Erev Tchum to extend the Tchum in a certain direction for a Dvar Mitzvah. So the question is, Had the Pascha Gaonim Sh'asla Arit Erev Tchumen, El Dvar Mitzvah Haim Yeshli Yisrael Pardes Yafeh Chutz L'Tchum. If a Jew has an orchard outside the tchum, v'yachaviz alecha sham b'yantef ha'de'erev, k'di letayo v'leschok sham, l'sameach b'yantef ha'de'erev. He wants to go there. He enjoys going there. He enjoys walking there for Dvar Mitzvah, oneg yantef, simchas yantef. Is that called Dvar Mitzvah or not? Says the Truma Sadeshin, yira deshari la'ari b'kiya gafna. Yes, it is. D'holech b'yantef letayel chashil l'dvar mitzvah. Right, going to a tiyul, holech biyantif l'tayel. What mitzvah is that exactly? What mitzvah is that? Simchas yantif. V'achi isa bashrid, he quotes from the Rosh, the mozira kadam yantif, im avi rotzel l'lechaz l'tayel b'simchas yantif. And he can't leave the child alone. So you see, there's an expanded definition. Or, this Truma Sadeshin is also quoted in certain Sfarim, there was a minag, he quotes, Mashenogim rov b'nei adam, af medaktikim ma'aseim. Many people who are even medaktik in their ma'asim, after shul on Shabbos, l'sasei b'yom ha'Shabbos, l'achri yitzis me'zakrasis, they gathered in groups in shul, u'lesaper shmuos, me'inyoni malachim misarim. They gathered together to what we would best call current events. Ve'erecham l'chamas v'ki agavna, talking about kings and wars. Yesh chash iser bedavar olav. Is there anything wrong with that? Getting together after shul. This is definitely not mitzvah in the narrow sense. So, is this appropriate? It's not a mitzvah. It's not asur. You're talking about lashon hara. Says the Truma Sadeshin, if you enjoy it, it's okay. Amnamim osam b'nei adam misangim b'kach. Kishem edabrim u'misaprim shmuos mi'amalachim misarim. They enjoy it. Kiderach shaharbi b'nei adam shemisavim b'kach nira devadei shari. It's mutter, just like he quotes from the Smak, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch also, that Bachurim ha-mis'ankim b'merutzasam u'bekvitzasam. People like to take a power walk on Shabbos, in Shabbos clothes, and it's not Nika, they're doing extra, it's mutter. V'chein liros kol dover she-mis'ankim bo liros ha-chazinon. Di'af agav v'dar shu chachamim v'kibadu me'asos d'rachech ha-shle yiluch ha-shel Shabbos ki luch ha-shel-chol. Even though our hiluch is supposed to be different on Shabbos, but still, im osel his-aneg v'la'avas nafshel shari. If it's not a malacha, and it's just a question of your enjoyment or not, it's mutter. So the point is, your kavanas have to be l'shem shamayim. There's even a whole simen in Shulchan Aruch. Simen reish lam and aleph and arachayim. Shakol kavanosav yu l'shem shamayim. Ubo sif echad. There's one sif that all of our kavanas should be l'shem shamayim. That's a very important sif. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, right, everything that we do in life, whether it's eating, drinking, sleeping, everything we do, as long as the kavanas is l'shem shamayim. So when we get to leisure time, when we get to downtime, so as long as it's done in a proper way, if you look in the Sefer Chayim Moshe on Yeredeya, Rishus biyado leilech l'tayel asfas hanar, o b'makam debasim avira kadei sheitz daito tzalula, to clear your head, when you go back to learning, if you have a benaz manim relaxation, in order to be stronger afterwards, that itself is avodas Hashem. That itself is avodas Hashem. The Tiferes Yisrael even has an amazing comment. Two times in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav Mishnah Hey and Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud, where it talks about Sicha B'Tela. Miut Sicha. Miut Sicha is one of the 48 kinyanim shatara nikleis behem. Miut Sicha. So what would we have translated that? Understood that Miut Sicha, don't talk too much. Of Sicha Batela. That will focus on learning. Says the Tiferes Yisrael, no. You need a little bit of schmoozing. Miut Sicha, that helps you be kona Torah. Miut Sicha, dvarim shel mabakach. Umiuto yafel la Torah. Kadesha tanuach anefesh ksas al zeh. Or he says in Paragimel, schmooze a little bit. It's like sleep for the mind. A little schmoozing, a little bit, and therefore one has to make sure they realize if everything is part of our avoda, then it's all good. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, when he could barely walk after his stroke for many years, he walked with a walker. He used to mumble under his breath, and people used to listen. What was he mumbling as he couldn't even walk? Every step was so difficult. Achas, achas fa achas, achas ushtayim, because that was his avoda. Even walking became part of our avodas Hashem. Again, it has to be balanced. The Pri Tzadik writes that the Mabel went down so quickly. Why the Dor HaMabel? Because that was the Dor right after tools were invented. They had a lot of free time. What do you do with free time? Free time could destroy society, but free time could also create an amazing society if it's used properly. So again, everything in balance. Again, the message of this Gemara of Lazar ben Arach, I guess for his level, maybe it wasn't appropriate. But for us, we can have certain types of leisure as long as it's part and viewed as part of our avodas Hashem, and it's the tough element, it's not the Ikar. Okay, we'll stop here.